From KRCB in Santa Rosa, it's Mouthful, the wine country's most delicious hour with Michelle Anna Jordan.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
You better come on in my kitchen. There's hard to be raining out
door. Come over here, kid. Where's up? You never know, you might have to cook for 20 guys someday. You see, you start out with a little bit of oil. You fry some garlic. Then you throw in some tomatoes, tomato paste, you fry it, you make sure it doesn't stick. You got to do a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. Huh? Add a little bit of wine. A little bit of sugar.
Delicious.
And that's my trick.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing you people talk about food, food, food. That's all anybody ever talks about is prosciutto, cheese, and fava beans. I'm drowning here.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
We're not even engaged yet.
When you're married, you'll understand the importance of fresh produce.
I eat with gusto, damn your bet. My country, tis of thee. I eat for social progress. I eat for victory.
Delicious.
Stay hungry. Stay hungry. Stay hungry.
You want some more?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, the wine country's most delicious hour. How you doing? I'm Michelle Jordan. Here in the wine country, harvest is underway, starting to pick grapes. The aromas of the end of summer are mingling with the aromas of fall. There are ripe heirloom tomatoes everywhere. It's just a really glorious time of year. One of my favorite things to do, and I talk about this a lot on Mouthful, is go to the Sebastopol Farmers Market on Sunday. My Sundays are shaped around the market. And I so wish it was going year-round, but it will be continuing through the end of November for now. So we still have some time to enjoy it. And I think it was last year that I was with Lucas, little Lucas, who often accompanies me to the market, and he saw Princess Aisha and her shea butter. And it was, I think, love at first sight. Lucas was 5 years old at that point. And on that note, I would like to introduce Princess Aisha. Welcome to Mouthful.
Thank you.
There is something really special about the way you and Lucas just connected immediately. He talks about you. He talks about you at school. Mm-hmm. So it's very sweet to see that. So you have a shea butter booth, would you?
Yes, I have a shea butter booth in Sebastopol Farmers Market.
And you sell both the containers. You brought some examples here. But you have the shea butter in a big, I think it's a dried squash?
Yes, I have shea butter in the calabash because shea butter is good to have it in the calabash. It's preserve it.
Oh, it helps preserve?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
If we make shea butter in Africa, we put it in the calabashes because that is to preserve the shea butter to don't get spoil.
Oh, it does. Oh.
So, and all the old people, when I was growing up, we shea butter is all edible too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can cook of it, put in your body. First thing, when we born in Tamale, where I come from, northern Ghana, Dagbang. First thing they give you is shea butter when you're born. Shea butter, they give it with a little calabash in the warm water to drink to clean your stomach, clean out before you can breastfeed.
Really? So that's the very first thing babies have?
That's very first thing baby drinking before the baby starts, is clean the baby's stomach. It's very, 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 very good for our digestion inside our stomach and our body, inside our skin, our hair, feet, and arms. And medicinal shea butter is made separate. After we make shea butter, we make medicinal shea butter, which is very healing. Mm-hmm. Cut and then itches and then bones and then veins. And
mm-hmm. And that's what you sell at the market. You sell, I think we Americans would call it the cosmetic type. You know, we think of shea butter, I think, with various kinds of cosmetics. You see it advertised, and it's like, I don't know if it's lipstick or hair products, but it'll say, with shea butter. And so that means, that's a signal that it's better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, but you use it for both cooking and for external use.
Mm-hmm. It's Africa, we eat, first, it's a fruit. The fruit we eat the fruit and we use the seed. The seed make the butter,
mm-hmm.
and then the shea root make the medicinal shea butter, make it healing.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the plain shea butter to put in your body to heal your bones, but it takes time. But when the root is inside, it take it faster healing.
Oh, interesting. So you use both the seed of the fruit, mm-hmm. as well as the root of the tree,
right?
Oh,
the root is the one for the itches and then rashes or anything is sore in your body. You mm-hmm. take a shower. After a shower, you massage inside your bones. That's why I'm giving people ideas on massaging your hand. So when I hold your hand, sometimes people have like arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk around in the farmer's market shopping a little bit and they come back and tell me, oh, my hand feels much better.
So yeah, that's one of the wonderful things about the farmer's market is getting one of your little hand massages yes. with the shea butter. I love yes. that. How do you collect or make the shea butter? Is it possible to describe the process?
Yes, the seed is, you collect all the seed on these seasons around August, it's raining season. That mm-hmm. time the fruit is dead. You eat, that time they're collecting the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are in
summer?
This month.
This month is August.
August, September,
October.
Going January, that time everybody beating shea butter because now it's a rainy season in West Africa. So you can't come out and do it. Shea butter, you have to come out and cook and ground them.
Mm-hmm. So you grind?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of tool is used to do the grinding?
The tools of my shea butter is a stone's ground.
Okay.
We use stone to ground like old timers.
Uh-huh.
People don't do that very much. It's
the traditional technique.
Yes, so. People don't do that very much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided that I think it's better. It's giving more good texture and more quality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat it, it's good. But some people pour all the shea butter inside one machine and it's ground it one time.
Mm-hmm.
But my shea butter is for ground by stones, which is then we beat it up. Were by hands, with everything by hands.
Mm-hmm.
There's another 11 women plus me, 12 of us, who get together and do this. They help me up. Uh-huh. My sisters, their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to cook it. First we ground the seed, then we ground the seed, mm-hmm. like grounding coffee.
Uh-huh.
It will look like coffee texture.
Okay.
Then we put in the stones. Then we fry it.
Oh, okay.
We have to fry it first, mm-hmm. then we ground it.
Okay.
Then they come like paste, like granite paste,
mm-hmm.
peanut butter,
okay.
soft. Then we beat it for warm water and cold water. Warm water and cold water, on and on and on and on, till you see the oil start coming out. And you take all the oil, then you go back and do it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the under the water will tend to be really brown like mud.
Mm-hmm.
So under the water will turn like mud because it's brown color.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you continue beating till you take all the brown things out of it. Then now we'll go ahead the following day, then we'll cook it all in big, big pot.
Mm-hmm.
Till they bubble and cook very well. And we'll cool it down the following day again. Then we'll start putting them together in the calabashes. But first we have to beat it up and whip it up
uh-huh.
with our hands. When we whip it in their hands, they come to be a little bit thick. And Africa is hot all the time. It mm-hmm. takes a long time to cool down to come to be like a little bit harder.
Uh-huh.
Then we start scooping them and put it in the calabashes in the cool down and put this. who put if you wanted it, dirt to don't get in, take African cloth and wet it and put it top and
put we it keep on
putting
top.
A little bit of water on top of it so it doesn't melt away.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes people come to the farmer's market and they say, my shea butter get really hard. I say, wow, it doesn't get hard in Africa, but it's get hard here because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
The weather here is different.
Is it? It's hotter, though, in Africa, where you're from.
Weather is always warm.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's cold in the night, but it's always warm.
When did you start to bring shea butter from Ghana here to California?
Well, first time when I was coming to United States, first time, 91, I came with my black soap with my shea butter, and I'm using them all the time. Then later on, I decide every time I'm in Africa visited, I bring some little bit for friends and a little bit black soap for friends.
Oh, the black soap. Mm-hmm. I've used that. That soap is, it's just beyond description. It's so wonderful.
Yes.
And what is it? It's shea butter, and what else is in it?
And the black soap, I will put a little bit shea butter and then a little bit. Black soap can make so many things. Banana leaves or cocoa leaves, they all make black soap. It depends how you make it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You can just make it with banana leaves or cocoa leaves. And
so you were bringing that
palm nut, corn, yes.
Oh, palm nut.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Corn, and you can use it all to make black soap, and they're all natural.
Uh-huh.
You bath it if you have any rashes in your body, kill rashes and pimples in your face. In Africa, you find these villages, our people, they will put all of them like mask. When she wake up in the morning, she put all your body.
Oh, just all over your body?
Yes, and wait like 20 minutes and go to shower. So I saw some people come to my booth in the farmer's market and tell them, put it in your face a little bit, like white people's skin is very soft. So I say maybe 5 minutes or 2 minutes or then. Sometimes they say, oh, it was a little bit burning. You know, it's killing the bacteria in your face.
Yeah, I love the feel of it. And afterwards, it almost feels like somebody's put, I don't know, like liquid velvet on your face. It's
right.
So soft.
So I started bringing shea butter a little bit on and black soap a little bit to give them friends. And friends say, that's great. Can you bring more? And I decided to sell them.
Mm-hmm. And how? When did you start doing that? What year did you start doing that?
Last year.
Oh, so recently,
just
2 years. And you sell at the Sebastopol Farmers Market, but you go to some other markets as well.
Santa Fe Farmers Market was the first place I started, and I booked the other market and started doing it.
Okay, you are listening to Mouthful. We'll be right back with more talk with Princess Aisha.
Thank you.
Yellow, yellow, yellow.
are listening to Mouthful on KRCB. My guest this evening, Aisha Sibri from the village of Tamale in northern Ghana. Did I say that okay?
Yeah, that's right.
It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, you've talked to me before at the farmer's market about how the medicinal shea butter that's not something you would just go to the market and buy. It's something that a healer makes.
Yes.
Would you talk about that process and about who it is?
Yeah,
medicinal. Who does that?
Yes, thank you. The medicinal shea butter, you can't just walk to the market and buy. It's done by medicine man, which is my uncle healed people. So when we was growing up, people farmers, special farmers, and people who carry firewood in their head, they carry water from the riverside to bring home. Africa will carry things on our head. We use our head a lot to carry things. So medicinal shea butter always created by the medicine man. If you sick, you go to that's the doctor you can go see. And then he will decide you to bring a pure plain shea butter. Then he will make medicinal shea butter for you to go and heal your arms, your shoulders, your neck, whatever is bother you in your body.
Is it a combination of the shea butter from the seed and the shea butter from the root, or are there other ingredients as well?
There's no ingredients. The ingredients, it will be plus with the wood, the root. It's shea butter prayers, we call. Sometimes trying to explain to people, and then it's like African superstitious. They don't really get it. Because shea butter root is made by, we add the root and prayers too. Before they're making the shea butter, I make the shea butter, but I get it from my uncle, how he healed somebody. He have to hold you, feel where your joints is hurting you, or your bones or your veins, and feel you. Then he say little words. And then when he say the words, he will write it down in our languages and collect all the words he say all inside and make a medicine for you and tell God to make it work. That is medicinal shea butter.
Okay.
So that's that really one you can just walk to the market and get it.
So it's very one-on-one, very specifically connected with the person and very much an intuitive. There's an intuitive element to it.
Right.
It's not just that sort of industrial, go to the store, buy some pills, buy some ointment. It's got much more depth, is what you're saying. It's really an interesting process. So you grew up in a family with healers in the family.
Yeah, I grew up a family. My grandfather is a king of Burmani. Burmandan Haruna was his name. So my other uncle who lived in his own village called Guna. Guna mean people who heal people. In my village, everything have its own spot. Drummer have his spot. King have his spot. Every musician have his own spot. So all chief. Everything's like little chief here, little chief here, little chief here. So respect. So Guna is the one, my uncle. That's his name. And Guna is the village. It's in Tamale. If you come to Tamale, you say, I want to go to Gunaile, they will take you. That's him. He's the one heal people. So people who stay in cities get sick, and then they don't get better, and they will bring you over there. And he makes sure that you get better.
He
kept you in the village maybe 1 week, 2 weeks. And medicinal shea butter, how he make it, he will keep it. Even when he done, he'll keep it like another couple of weeks before he really releases to you. He keep it. And he never wear shoes. He walk to the bush all the time. He go get all the herbs in the evening, night. And so he'll come back in the morning like around 4 o'clock and start pounding them and put them in the sun to dry and everything. Then I went with him one time. I bring boots from United States, plastic boot, and I brought flashlight. We say, "Oh, you don't need this." I say, "Yeah, and I'm going to see it."
Did he let you use the flashlight? When did you come here? How long ago did you come to the United States?
I came to United States 91 through New York, and then I stayed in New York in Queens for 3 years, and then I keep seeing California in TV, and then I see the mountains, say, oh wow, I'm a good try. So one day I take off from New York and come to California, I never go back.
No, really? And was it Northern California that you came to?
Yeah, I came to Oakland first time.
Uh-huh.
And then I stay Oakland like a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And now where do you live?
And now I live in Moraga.
Moraga. Mm. That's a nice part of the Bay Area.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. How often do you go back to Africa?
I try and go every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since I started Shea Butter, I try and go every year.
Because you have that's to get you more.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you do it year to year, it's much better.
Mm-hmm.
Shea butter can last for 2 years
mm-hmm.
in a road. But every year the seed come. I think we should use it every year and get fresh seed
every
and
year.
Make new ones.
Uh-huh. So you're planning on going soon? You're planning on going in October?
Mm-hmm. I'm planning on going soon to get more shea butter because it's running up.
When you go, will you make it as you were describing with your sisters? There's about 12 of you, and you'll make what you will then bring to the United States?
Yes. Uh-huh. When I'm here, I'll call my sister to start getting the seed for me
mm-hmm.
so that she can gather the seed before I get there. And mm-hmm. then they can even, you know, start pounding the seed when I get there. But I like to be there and see everything and then mm-hmm. start by myself. I like when I touch them and make them and put all my own ideas on making shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people think shea butter, people ask me questions all the time. Oh, why shea butter is like a little bit scent different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to explain to them, shea butter come from West Africa and they come from different places in West Africa. Some of them come from Burkina Faso, which is very dry. The land is very, very dry, mm-hmm. no water. You have to go far away to get one bucket of water and come back and use shea butter to make the butter. And the butter needs a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's very poor over there. So if here's go a woman with two children, sometimes pregnant woman, you see them in the sun really super hot mm-hmm. and they're beating shea butter. When she found one bucket of water and bring it, it would take another maybe half an hour to go and get. As soon as she get the oil come top, she will get them together and take to the market and sell it and trying to survive on it.
Uh-huh.
So the moisture stay of the shea butter. When the moisture stay a few days, 1 week, two weeks,
mm-hmm.
they start getting a little bit scent.
Mm-hmm. Which it develops its aromas.
Right.
Okay.
But people who like it's edible, so the one buying to eat to cook,
mm-hmm.
they cook it, it's gone. But the one buying to keep it,
mm-hmm.
because they keep it in the jars for a long time, they start the moisture and the oil doesn't agree together.
Mm-hmm. So it'll get its aroma will get
more,
stronger.
Right, they uh-huh. get stronger and stronger.
Uh-huh.
That make it sometime when you find regular original shea butter, you can smell it,
mm-hmm.
and then
yeah, it has a very distinctive, but I think very pleasant. Mm. aroma. And I know sometimes I'll put it all over my face
yeah.
before I go to bed mm-hmm. and one morning like this.
Yeah.
Lucas came in and he woke me up. He came in and gave me a kiss. And he said, Mimi, you smell like shea butter. So he just recognizes it.
He recognizes
the aroma
mm-hmm.
immediately.
Yes.
Now let's talk a little bit about the shea butter in cooking because mm-hmm. that's something that you don't see
right.
here in the United States. So how is it used? Is it used just as the main cooking fat?
Yes. Right now I'm trying to introduce shea butter to people how shea butter is very good for our skin
mm-hmm.
and good for our even eating. It's
mm-hmm.
good for us. If I have a way I can go back to Africa and make shea butter and put it like health stores.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it the same, like say, not the Medusa one, but the plain 100% shea butter? Is this this that you would put on your skin? Would you also cook with this one?
Yeah, you can always cook with the plain one without the medicinal.
Uh-huh.
The medicinal one, too, if you want to eat, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the shea root is for edible.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about the tree is edible.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can cook with all of them, no problem.
Okay.
And
And would you use it just... And I have to say, I don't know anything about the traditional foods of Ghana. Mm-hmm. So would it be something... Do you fry foods in it, that sort of thing?
Yes. Okay. And we have a shea butter, too. We have a tree with... We have a little bit of vegetables who grow with dying food. Sometimes people want their food like frying plantain? Or frying kushi. They make them and they're trying to colorful. So sometimes you can find shea butter in Africa, which is very colorful.
Oh, so they add dyes.
Yes, that is dying by the vegetables leaves. Mm-hmm. That is not a medicinal shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw some people walk to my booth and show me a yellow shea butter. And then I know it's coming from the plants. It's color dye food. If you want to fry something and make it look colorful and beautiful, mm-hmm. then you use those ones.
You use those? Oh, interesting.
Yes, it's healthy for eating, no problem.
Uh-huh. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. I've never seen the colored shea butters. I've only seen this. Yeah. And, you know, we were talking earlier about how you'll see it advertised now in regular cosmetics, and it says with real shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
But the consistency, you'll notice if you try those products, the consistency isn't like the consistency of your shea butters. So it's, what, a very, very small percentage
right. In
commercial products. And I'm wondering, is it the industrial kind that's been processed by machine that goes into commercial cosmetics? It wouldn't be something that is made by hand.
Yeah, that making by hand, it take a lot of hours and a lot of labor.
And when you get the kind that's produced by a machine, is it similar in texture?
The one produced by machine, they could be the same thing. But if you make it by hand, mm-hmm. it's much, much better.
Sure, yes,
well, people
absolutely.
Don't want to work hard like a long time ago, like our grandparents' time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody want to do the hard work anymore.
Well, in a way, I think you can make a comparison, perhaps, with olive oil. And if you take olive oil made the very traditional way, mm-hmm. where the olives are ground in a stone,
mm-hmm.
and they're crushed for about an hour,
mm-hmm.
and then they're pressed, and then the oil is pressed off, mm-hmm. and you have something mm-hmm. that's very pure and hasn't been influenced by the metal that's introduced in the contemporary mm-hmm. faster process. So is it fair to make that comparison in with handcrafted shea butter and then, you know, more
machine-made?
Do you think that's sort of a similar way to understand it?
Well, I think.
And Paul, if you want to jump in, please do. I know you're paying attention. Paul is here smiling off mic, and I just put him on the spot.
Well, I kind of think you. There's a little bit of a language barrier, so I think that some of that stuff might have sailed a little past her. But what she's explained to me is that the purity of this, the good energy that's put into it,
mm-hmm.
the thought and care which it's made, is so much better for you than anything processed. You know, it's like comparing a Twinkie to an mm-hmm. organic fruit, you know.
Mm-hmm. The question I was wondering about, though, is, mm-hmm. and I completely agree with you about the quality of the handcrafted, but do you get a similar texture? If you have a cosmetic that's
no.
made... No. So it's not the same texture.
No.
Okay,
anything with this shea butter, and it's such a small amount.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we went up to... Calistoga the other day and found a whole new line of shea butter products, and we looked at the ingredients, there was no shea butter in it.
Really? No shea butter?
No shea butter at all. They just put the word across the front. And
So that word isn't protected then yet for how it can be used.
No. But, again, the products that have it, I won't mention brand names, but it's, you know, a very, very small percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so, it's pure, the way it makes your skin feel like butter soft.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's amazing. You can't... I've tried the other products that
don't
even come close.
No, I agree. It's really wonderful. One thing I noticed, one of the properties of the shea butter is you put it in your hand and then it changes texture as your body warms it.
Right.
It gets... Like if my house... Sometimes my house is really cold. And so the shea butter will be harder. And so then I just take a little... bit of it and put it in my hand, and as it warms up, it becomes softer and more mm-hmm. pliable, and then you can rub it in. So it very much responds to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's your body temperature will warm it up. Mm-hmm. Yes, many people say that the shea butter get hard, and that because of the
Hold
temperature.
It. Yeah,
just scoop a little bit, put it in your hand, and take your time, and then rub it in. Your body temperature will melt it mm-hmm. off, and since you need it for your what you need it to do with your body. Mm-hmm. If you keep rubbing it in, it will work.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't. It absorbs it. If it, you can sometimes feel maybe a little bit of a film mm-hmm. for the first 5 or 6 minutes, mm-hmm. and then it just vanishes into your skin, and your skin feels so soft. I mean, you've completely sold me on shea butter. I really, really love it.
Yes, I
do. I think it's beautiful. And I noticed that one thing, if you get hangnails or if you tear your finger, if you cut your finger, because mm-hmm. I cut and tear my fingers all the time because I'm always in the kitchen. That takes it, you know, it protects, shea butter protects it, makes it heal more quickly.
One thing about people who use shea butter too, my hands is in shea butter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I make, my hands is always in the shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
But people come to me to my booth and ask, oh, shea butter protect my, how do you call this?
Fingernails.
Fingernails.
Cuticles.
They say it heals, so they get it over mm-hmm. and over and over. It depends how you use it. It make it heal your skin
mm-hmm.
around. And if you use it all the time, you get to see how it heal. You can see the...
see the difference.
Yeah, you can see... that is working on, but if you mm-hmm. buy and just put it in the house and use it once in the
you should keep on using
it. Keep using it and mm-hmm. use it until you feel like, okay, it is working because mm-hmm. I can see it working in my.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the automotive industry, and you know, our hands go through severe torture. And this just heals it right up.
And look
up.
At you. You have, like, beautiful hands.
Thank you. And my,
it's all because of shea butter?
Yeah, and my daughter's boyfriend's in construction, you know, and he also gets torn up hands and just loves this stuff. So all you carpenters and auto mechanics, you could try this sometime. You'd be surprised. It's not just for women or men with dry feet and dry skin.
No, it's really beautiful. So, and you sell it, so you sell now at Sebastopol, San Rafael Farmers mm-hmm. Markets.
Yes, San Rafael.
Mm-hmm.
Corte Madera.
Sausalito.
Oh, Sausalito. So you go to several markets a week.
Mm-hmm, yes.
South San Francisco, the Alamany.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Alamany Market? Mm-hmm. That's a great market. I like that market.
Yes.
And then we did San Rafael already, yeah.
So you do a market almost every day.
Sebastopol is the really best market.
Really?
Yeah, people really love shea butter in Sebastopol, and they always appreciate it, and they will tell me all about it. And then I really like the town, too. The people are very, very nice. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
Sebastopol is a great place.
Yeah, there's always people at your booth. Mm-hmm. And you also have, you will have other things. Sometimes you have the calabash, a few calabash there, mm-hmm. and some jewelry. Sometimes you have clothing.
Yes.
You have the drums.
Yes, I was trying to do something because...
look at that. Okay. hold up this beautiful bag.
Yeah, beautiful basket.
That's a beautiful basket. Now, is the basket, this basket from Ghana?
Well, I don't sell those ones.
No.
I just get it. The basket I have is Bolgatanga basket.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a little bit basket from the women in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Go one thing about Africa, women work hard over there. Though men go to farm.
Mm-hmm.
But the women carry children and they work very hard. They weave things. And then they make things by hands, and they will be sitting in the sun the whole day just to survive that particular time. So after buying my shea butter and going around looking at African market, sometimes I feel for them that I can buy something from them,
mm-hmm.
and they're happy.
Yeah,
you see. So I just buy it so I can bring it to United States and sell them.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. So you'll just buy things and then bring them here.
When they see me coming to the market, they're so happy. That day I can buy everything one time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it won't cost very much money.
Mm-hmm.
But she will be sitting in the sun the whole day. He has baby in the back
mm-hmm.
and sweating. So I wiped all the stuff like fan for Fanny.
Mm-hmm. Fans?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then a little jewelry with coral shells on it.
Mm-hmm.
People like it very much.
Yes,
here.
They do. Mm-hmm. Lucas has his little necklace. Yes. He loves his
and
little
the Bulga
necklace.
Basket, they use it in shopping in the in the farmer's market.
Uh-huh.
And some people put it in their house for books and magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to children elementary school to work with kids and teach them Africa, how they want to know how African princess look like. So I'll take my time and dress African princess.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In elementary schools.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And have my princess hat in my hair and have all the jewelry and all the rings in my feet and go and sit down and tell them stories in elementary schools.
And where do you do this?
I have a flyer, so anybody, the school teachers, sometimes they come to buy shea butter and they see it. And they say, oh, can you come to my school? And then I'll say, yes, so plan. And I'll go and tell them children's stories.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes seniors, like old people home, seniors.
Home. Uh-huh.
I go to seniors' home and bring all the music and give each one, and they will be shaking and we sing songs and address African princess and tell them all how princesses behave in Africa. And then the seniors too, they love it very much.
You bring a lot of joy to a lot of people. That's really, really wonderful. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to take one more musical break and be right back with our final conversation with Princess Aisha. You're listening to Mouthful. My guest, Princess Aisha Sibri. She makes shea butter, medicinal shea butter, wonderful products. You can get at a number of farmers markets in the Bay Area. She visits schools in a full African princess regalia and tells stories to school children. That has to make an incredible impression on everyone who sees you. And you also dance. Tell me about your dancing.
Okay. Dancing, I like to sing for a little bit in the stage and dance. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm really a good dancer, maybe. I'm not too sure.
I'm sure you are.
But I like to
You're
dance.
Very graceful.
Mm-hmm. I like to dance.
And is it traditional African dancing?
I like to do traditional. Drumming. I uh-huh. like drums and then shakri and then anything is a traditional, natural. I like kind of dancing.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
But my family didn't want me to sing and dance a long time ago when I was a little. They keep saying, you are princess, you should, because the royal family, we go by drummers. Drummers is the people who have our history. They tell us where our great-grandfather come from, our grandfather come from, how he married to your mommy, have children with him. So they looking in the royal family where I come from. They're looking that when you are royalty, you should just sit down and people will mm-hmm. do everything
yes.
for you. That's yeah. kind of things. So they don't accept you. Even I mentioned to my sister that, oh, I can play drums. Say, what? Are you disgracing us in the family or what? That's the way it goes in Africa. Africa, they push you. Royal family is so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some talent to do something, they won't let you. But when you're out there, like living in the United States, I can go ahead and sing and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which I like very much to do. Now, I really like
it. Is the style of dancing, is it from your village, from Tamale?
Yeah.
Is it a very specific type?
The style dance I dance, I dance of healing style dance.
Mm-hmm.
Because my uncle, like I mentioned, he's the one taught me how to make a medicinal shea butter with mm-hmm. shea root and shea prayers. So I took all these healing things it's teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
It's inside you. Music take you up.
Mm-hmm.
Drums and certain music, they will play, and you will feel like you are in different space, a complete different mm-hmm. place. So when I'm going to do traditional dance, I have those kind of music, special music, and I'll play background and do the traditional dance and do the healing and show people calabashes and the coral shells and then these things we have in our hands. I have it all to mm-hmm. show how pointing fingers, hands in Africa, it have all meaning.
Mm-hmm.
You can just move your hands
so your hand
when you're dancing. Yeah, my
mm-hmm.
hands will talk.
Tell the story. So that would be, say, like Hawaiian dance. Like yeah. hula, you tell the story with your hand.
Yeah, I saw Hawaiian dance and I interested a lot because I think their hands moving and then it's like talking. We do the same things.
Uh-huh.
With dancing, with feet talking, hands talking, and the drummer will look you and know exactly what you want.
Uh-huh.
And Tamale Dagbang. We, the princesses, we sit down very quietly. If you are in the family and you are a dancer, you like to dance,
mm-hmm.
we have a festival. So the drummer have to come and kneel down and drum, talking drum. That's our traditional drum. And call your name in the drum so that you know that it's you. And please you, then you can come and dance.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Here in California, when can people see you dance? Where do you dance?
Oh, if people can see me dance, if they invited me, I will do the performance.
Yes?
Yes.
If someone just invites you?
If somebody invited me, yeah, I will go and do the performance for sure. I don't do that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, it's the school invited me all the time. So after telling the kids stories, I would dance the traditional culture dance for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Kit and I, and we all get together and then do and dance together and just bounding drums and doing shakery and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they ask me questions, so what this mean, what this, and I tell them all.
Mm-hmm.
But seniors, if I go to senior home, first I have to present them. It's my first dance and tell them, this is the way princesses dance and move their hands in Africa. And when they see that, and then I'll tell them the story after.
Uh-huh.
So
that's so fascinating. And I didn't know that about African dance and your hands. I didn't realize the importance.
We dance with our hands a lot. Ashantis from Ashanti region, they dance with hands a lot. That's their hands mean something.
Mm-hmm.
If you move south or north, it means something. You can take your hands and tell all the story in the dance. If you made a mistake, either somebody will really mad of you
mm-hmm.
and talk about it, or they will be happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
To own a land, to be in a royal family like me, your hands can talk too, to show them that the way you move your hands will tell the people that, oh, I am the one who own this part of land, or
mm-hmm.
I own this part of here, and your hands will tell them all the stories. So the old people who watching you and know all the culture, they understand.
Stand. Uh-huh.
So all they look each other and shake their head. And
uh-huh.
And if they don't happy about it, then later on they will come talk about it.
They will. They'll come talk to
yes.
you about it.
Yeah.
God, that's really fascinating. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, I know, to just go on the radio for an hour, sort of like jumping into water and not knowing how deep it is. So it's really, I mean, you're just such a wonderful part of the Sebastopol Farmers Market. And it's so nice to see my little Lucas, who loves you so
yeah,
much.
I love Lucas so much. He always come and hug him.
Oh, yes. And he talks about you, and you bring him those coconuts, and he loves sitting. He just loves being around you. And if you haven't been to the Sebastopol Farmers Market and visited Princess Aisha's booth, you owe it to yourself to do it. She will make you happy.
Yes.
And when you have your trip to Africa, your next trip, if you go in October, have a wonderful time.
Thank you so
much. I know that we'll be thinking about you there.
Thank you so much.
Really great time and really looking forward to your return.
Yes, I hope I'll make more. Thanks.
You've been listening to Mouthful on KRCB. Have a great week, and I will meet you back here 2 weeks from tonight, not next week because it's Labor Day weekend. See you back here 2 weeks from tonight for another episode of Mouthful, the Wine Country's Most Delicious Hour.
Mouthful is produced and hosted by Michelle Anna Jordan. Lawrence Alberti is Mouthful's engineer. For more information about Mouthful, send an email to mouthful@michelleannajordan.com. That's Michelle with one L. You can also download Mouthful's free podcast from krcb.org or from iTunes.
She's cooking something good, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Listen to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go.